Acts 18. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." Then he set sail from Ephesus. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Most of Acts 18 deals with Paul's mission work in Corinth and his meeting Priscilla and Aquila, the couple whom he left in Ephesus then. But what I would like to stop and think about this morning is that very familiar phrase, "if it is God's will." Many years ago, a young minister's son was playing church with his siblings and cousins while the parents were listening from an adjoining room. At the close of the activity, the young boy jumped up and announced, "Now I'm going to read from the God Willing book." You see, in those days, there were no such things as bulletins, daily or Sunday. And all the announcements were given at the close of the service from the pastor's calendar book. And week after week, the last announcement that was given was always, "At this time next Sunday, God willing, we will gather here again for worship." It was God's will that that young boy should grow up and become the first president of Emmanuel Lutheran College. But his expression, "God willing," actually is found in the Bible in more than one place, and this is one of them. When the Jews in Ephesus wanted Paul to stay, he declined. He was on his way home to Jerusalem and Antioch. But he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." And that can be a great comfort to us as we make plans for the future. If it is God's will that you come back to ILC or do something else, nothing, that is no thing, can physically stop it from coming to pass. That is how Abraham reasoned when God called upon him to offer up his only son, Isaac. Even though Isaac represented the line of the promised Savior. And Abraham believed that if it was God's will to take the life of Isaac, he would still keep his gospel promise, even if it took raising Isaac from the dead. If it is God's will. There are times for us, too, when following God's word might seem to cost us friends or fun or even the future that we envisioned for ourselves. But if it is God's will that we have any of those things, the Creator of the universe is surely able to see to it. "I will come back if it is God's will." Another feature of this phrase is the implication that God's will is good. In fact, the best thing that can happen. This is not something that we know by instinct. To the world, the expression, "an act of God," is pretty much reserved for disasters. But because we, the children of God, have seen Him act on our behalf, sending His own dear Son to die for us. Because of that, we know that if it is God's will, even disasters will serve a good purpose. If a disaster takes our life, there will be no more hunger, thirst, sorrow, tears, or pain. And if it does not take our life, it can still serve for our good. Does that remind you of the visitor to sheep country who once saw a limping lamb walking, struggling to keep up with the shepherd? He asked the shepherd what was wrong with that sheep and got the reply, he was a stubborn one, always running off and into danger. Cliffs, deep water, predators. Again and again I had to rescue him. Finally, I broke his leg. Ever since then, he has had that limp, unable to run. But now he limps at my side, where he is safe. If it is God's will that things which we desire are kept from us or taken from us, it is because God has something better in mind for us. He will not give up his beloved Son for us and then fail to take care of our lesser needs. And that includes a friend, a spouse, a child, a home, peace, health, education, the honor of others, and all the other things that we pray for as daily bread. If it is God's will, it will be good. The Christmas angels had that confidence. And that is the confidence that enables us to pray, "Thy will be done." Many people have looked for a heaven on earth. Well, here it is. When God's will, powerful and good, which is done in heaven, is also done on earth, then heaven has come to earth. As it turned out, it was God's will that Paul should come back to Ephesus, and it's recorded in the very next chapter, about a year later. And he stayed there for a longer time than he stayed in Corinth. Two letters written to the Ephesian and other churches are preserved for us in the Bible. And for a time, Ephesus was a center of loving activity for the Lord. I do not know God's will for every step that you will take in this life. But neither did the apostle know God's will in advance for every step he would take. He would come back if it was God's will. I do know that everything that is God's is good. His will, his name, his kingly word, let those be honored and done. And for everything that we bring to the table, our needs, our sin, temptation, evil, he has blessing, remedy, hauling away. For that is his good and gracious will. May we ever seek it. Amen. Hymn 785. 785.